Egyptian national sentenced to 212 years in federal prison for killing his two autistic children. By Catherine Rodriguez on March 11, 2021. An Egyptian national was sentenced to 212 years in U.S. federal prison Thursday for killing his two autistic children in a staged car accident so he could collect money off their life insurance policies. U.S. District Judge John F. Walter gave Ali F. El-Mazayan, 45, the maximum allowable sentence under federal law, calling El-Mazayan's crime evil and diabolical. He is the ultimate phony and a skillful liar, and is nothing more than a greedy and brutal killer, Walter said. The only regret that the defendant has is that he got caught. El-Mazayan was also ordered to pay $261,751 in restitution to the insurance companies he defrauded. He was found guilty in October 2019 of 4 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of mail fraud, 5 counts of money laundering, and 1 count of aggravated identity theft. El-Mazayan collected more than $260,000 on the life insurance policies of his two autistic children, and he used the proceeds to buy a boat and property in Egypt. FBI special agents arrested El-Mazayan, an Egyptian national, on November 7, 2018, for life insurance fraud after an April 2015 incident where he drove his car off of a bridge at the port of Los Angeles into the ocean. El-Mazayan and his wife survived, but his two autistic children, 8 and 13 years old, did not. His third son was away at camp when his other two siblings died in the accident. El-Mazayan told local media outlets at the time that he got into a really bad accident, but prosecutors say the crash was no accident. According to the Daily Mail, his surviving son, 20-year-old Al-Hussein Diab, spoke at a sentencing hearing, telling his court that his father had treated his brother's graves as a bank account. A spokesperson with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, confirmed with Breitbart News in 2018 that they were closely monitoring El-Mazayan's criminal case at the time but had not placed a detainer on him, which would make him subject to deportation from the U.S. El-Mazayan has been in federal custody since his 2018 arrest and given his sentence spans several lifetimes. It is unclear if he is still subject to deportation.